Blog Talk Radio.
Radio's A Date with Destiny for Monday, August the 19th. I'm your host, Lisa M. Saunders, coming to you live from Baltimore, Maryland, as I will be doing every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This broadcast is being sponsored by Masterminds LLC, inspiring and empowering people to achieve a greater destiny and making it happen God's Way, Incorporated. Once again, we have another very special show for you this evening, and I am so pleased to have co-hosting with me Ms. Teresa Hamilton, who is the CEO and founder of Making It Happen God's Way Incorporated, transforming your dreams into reality. Hello, Teresa. How are you this evening?
I'm doing very well, Lisa. I'm doing well, so I'm happy to be here and back from a wonderful summer.
All right. Well, I'm so excited about getting this episode started. And tonight's topic is Under the Dome. Under the Dome. So for those of you who are tuning in via the computer, please click on the follow button on the left-hand side of the title so that you can receive updates on upcoming broadcasts and follow us on Twitter at LYSE101. That's Lise101. We are available as a podcast, and it's free. So please go to the iTunes store, click on podcast, and type in A Date with Destiny. You will also receive future episodes as well as being able to take us with you wherever you go. You can also send me a message through this site if you would like to become a sponsor or to get more exposure for your literary work or business. You can send a message through my Facebook page, facebook.com/A Date with Destiny 101, or you can leave a message via my website at info@yourdestinyawaits.net. So, Ms. Teresa Hamilton, are you ready to get this show started?
Oh, I am ever so ready, and I think that it'll be a case of where whatever we discuss, I'm sure I'll have some healing words for myself.
Amen.
Well.
I certainly can't wait. Yeah, same here. It always just amazes me how that happens, you know. And a lot of times they say that people who teach and minister, they actually are teaching and ministering to themselves as well. So that's
right.
One of the things I really, really enjoy about our conversations. And just before we get started, I just wanted to mention to my listening audience that you can now purchase my book, A Date with Destiny, The Pouring Out of Wisdom for Humanity to Drink, for your e-reader. So just go to Amazon.com and type in my name, Lisa M. Saunders, or the name of the book. And you can also access the link via my website, yourdestinyawaits.net, just by clicking on a message from the author. And the link is there also. So I just wanted to inform you of that. And so we're going to really just delve into this because when we look up and the time is just gone.
So we want
to just like take you into this topic that I'm very excited about tonight, Under the Dome. And if you're listening in and feel compelled to call with a question or comment, that number is 347-237-4518. Again, the number is 347-237-4518. Our phone lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. So, Teresa, the last time we were together, we talked about honoring our gifts.
Wow.
Honoring our gifts. And we talked about how we must learn to recognize the gifts that we were given at birth and cultivate them so that we may live life from our highest self. And by doing so, we are recalling from our subconscious mind that we are whole, powerful, perfect, strong, loving, harmonious, and happy. And you will hear me mention that term a lot throughout many of my broadcasts, because that's what the spirit literally is. The spirit is whole. There's nothing broken about our spirits. Our spirits are powerful, and they're perfect. They're made perfect. You know, they're strong. We come from love, so we are love, harmonious and happy. So, just keep that in mind. You might want to write that down, but I'll be talking about that again a little bit later. So there is a popular TV show on right now called Under the Dome. And the show is about an invisible and mysterious force field that descends upon a small fictional town in the United States, trapping residents inside, and it cuts them off from the rest of civilization. The trapped townsfolk must discover the secrets and purpose of the dome and its origins while coming to learn more than they ever knew about each other. The thing that strikes a chord in me about this show is how this fictional scenario is so very real. So many of us are trapped under an invisible force field where we share the same symptoms and we don't even realize it. Many of us are facing depression, anxiety, diseases, and just plain unhappy with our lives. Many try and cover it up because they think they are all alone and they're the only ones that are going through this tragedy. We end up over-medicating ourselves, whether it's with medicine, alcohol, or some form of drug. We believe that our problems are so isolated and that no one else could possibly be suffering as much as we are. So lately, I have encountered quite a few people that are suffering from depression. Many are feeling unloved, unwanted, disenfranchised, and unworthy. So instead of the dome just covering a small town, it actually encompasses the whole world. We all are under the dome, and it's called life. And yes, we are all in it together. So, Teresa, many of us don't believe that we have the power within us to turn all of that around.
Well, I think many of us don't believe because we're constantly bombarded with what Paul said is the world system, where we're conformed to all of the world signals and standards, and we haven't gone beyond that stratosphere. And until we know whose we are and we can stay connected to our God or higher power, we're never going to get beyond that. And that's just how it is. And that I think one of the things that you do so well, Lisa, is your affirmations and all of those kinds of your meditation, your prayers, and we all pray and everything. But if you're not connected, if you don't take downtime, you will find yourself losing a greater and greater footing with your sense of happiness and peace and joy and all of the things that we so desire. And I just think that we're just so entangled with, you know, I've got these bills to pay, or I'm dealing with a guy who really is not the best for me, and I'm just now discovering that. Or, you know, my ex-husband hasn't sent the alimony check. What am I to do? We're just constantly looking at those kinds of things in life, and we're never taking the step back to really fill up emotionally and spiritually on the food and the thing that is going to edify our minds so that we can move beyond the dome.
You know, that brings me to mind something that we had talked about in one of our previous shows, that the voices of the world will drown out the voices of God. And as you were saying what you were saying, it was so profound because I was sitting here thinking at that moment, it's like, well, why do we go through, why do we allow ourselves, and I say allow because we can choose. We do have choices.
Yeah.
Even though you may not feel like you have a choice, but you do. So
yeah.
Why do we arbitrarily just allow ourselves to all willy-nilly just, you know, fall off that train or fall off that track, and it's just like, you know, we feel like we can't get up. We're just strapped. And there's not even any straps. You know, we're laying across the railroad track. There's no straps on us. We can get up
mm-hmm.
at any time.
Mm-hmm.
But we just
mm-hmm.
lay there.
Mm-hmm.
We just will
right.
lay there. And it's like we're, you know, let the train come. Let the train run over me. Why do we, what goes on in our minds at that point? What gets us down to that point?
Well, I think
and,
we haven't set up our life signals or lifeguards or road signs or emergency kit. Let's call it an emergency kit.
I like that.
And
yeah.
that is positive friends.
Mm-hmm.
Having a discipline, I think that one of the lessons that God is really teaching me now as I move into a different phase of my life is discipline. And we don't have that, a lot of us.
I love
we
that.
We just
yeah.
kind of go with whatever happens during the day. We don't have a plan.
Yes.
We don't
yes.
have a vision. And so we'll
right.
get up in the morning and, you know, the emergency is, oh, my son spilled the cereal on the floor, and you handle that. And then you get a call from someone who says, oh, did you remember to send the report? We also need to add blah, blah, blah. So you're dealing with all of these issues, but it's not planned. It's just like happenstance. And before
Absolutely.
You know it, all the things that you said you wanted to do, like exercise in the morning, pray in the morning, meditate in the evening or morning, all of the things that you know you need to do for you have gone out the window, and that
mm-hmm.
nothing is occurring. And so we get just
right.
caught up in life, and before we know it, we're 50 and 60 years old, and some of us younger, 20 and 30, and saying, "What's this all about? You know, what's
right.
really going on here?
What's going on? You know, and,
yeah.
and Teresa, that is so true. And you know, that is just on point. That is so on point. And you know, for me, as we're talking about this right now, what it really all boils down to, and you'll hear me say this 1,000 gazillion times, is we do not love ourselves enough to take
yeah.
the necessary time to really, you know, to love us. We love outside. We had this conversation earlier about, you know, loving
yeah.
our neighbors as we love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so important. I mean, yes,
mm-hmm.
you know, we are supposed to love our neighbors. And some people do. Some people
mm-hmm.
literally can love other people more than they love themselves, which is
mm-hmm.
that's just not cool. You can't love somebody else more than you. And
yeah.
what to me it seems like where we're missing and lacking is in self-love, because we're not kind to ourselves sometimes. You know,
oh,
we're not compassionate
yeah.
to ourselves. You know, how
yeah.
in the
yes,
world
Lisa.
Can we look outside for anybody else to love us, or how can we expect love in return or loving things to come to us if we are beating up on ourselves all the time? You know, that
yes.
self-talk that we have, that negative thing that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that we'll say to ourselves, oh, I can't do, oh, this is not happening for me, and I'll never be, and this person doesn't love me. I mean, just the self-talk, the self-hatred, and sometimes you don't even realize that you're doing it. You don't
yes.
even realize that you're doing it. So one of the experiments that I have been doing within the last, I say, the last month or so is, and this has been working for me because even I can sometimes beat myself
yeah.
up. We are all our worst enemies.
Yes.
We
I can identify. Raise my hand to that.
So what I started to do is I start every day, I make it a point to look at myself in the mirror and say, I love
wow.
you, Lisa. I love you. I mean,
wow.
literally look at myself while I'm saying I love you, because we will, you know, any little thing can get in the way of us loving us. And when we have
yeah.
that negative talk, when we don't feel good about ourselves, we end up lashing out at other people.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and then
yeah.
when a project that we're working on doesn't work the first time, or something else just disappoints us, we look at ourselves and say, well, what did I do? You know, what happened? Why me? What am I? I'm not good enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. And that becomes, you know, to the point where we talked about feeling unworthy. You know, we don't feel worthy enough of love. But you know what? You've got to learn how to love you no matter what.
Yes. And it brings me to mind of Joseph Murphy wrote a book, The Power of the Subconscious Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, just what you're doing, Lisa, is one of the exercises that he recommended. And he said not only should you say you love yourself or you're proud of yourself, but you should also say all of the things in a mirror that you want to accomplish or that you are. I am well. I am powerful. I am whatever it is that you need to beef yourself up in or on, I am wealthy, whatever it is, he suggested that you say those things in a mirror to yourself every day. And it's funny about little disciplines like that, because like I said, when God is training me at this point, he's telling me that you really have to discipline yourself for life. And if you don't discipline yourself, if there aren't certain things that you put in place, like you must take the time to pray, you must take the time to meditate, you must take the time to read. These are things you must take the time, like you said, to look at yourself, to love yourself, to give yourself a break, to say, I didn't get it this time, but I'll get them the next time. You know, whatever it is, we've got to celebrate ourselves and our lives.
Yes.
And I find myself getting so caught up on, I call it circumstantial happenings. Circumstances that happen. And we allow those things to change our mood. So, for instance, if I go to a bank account and I think I'm supposed to have this amount and I have something different, already I'm upset because it's not what I thought I should have. And it's never on the positive. It's always on the negative. So immediately you start to emote, I'm tired of this. I'm going through this. But you didn't know anything prior to going to the bank account, and you were in a different mood.
Happy-go-lucky.
But as soon as you check something, all of a sudden that changes your emotion.
Yes,
what is that about?
That is about that we can just have control. We instantly go to the other side, don't we?
Yes, we do. And then it's woe is me. Oh, you know, why am I going through this? Why? And what I do, what I've been doing, because I have lived on that lane for so long, I immediately now stop myself and I say, there's a saying I say, when I financially feel like I'm stuck, I will say, money comes to me easily and effortlessly. But if I don't say that, I'll stay stuck for a longer period of time. And then I start to think about, thing Joseph Murphy said, start thinking about, you know, and many of the listening audience out there has either read the book, The Secret, or seen The Secret. And when you're out, what you learned was, you know, see those checks coming in your house, see the money coming. See the money coming. See your customers, for those of us who have businesses, see the customers coming and paying you. Start changing your mental framework. And then the other thing that has helped me to do, Lisa, more important than money, even though we love money and we need it to survive, I have been thinking about how I'm already blessed. I have a child that doesn't suffer from cancer or a life-threatening disease. You know, how many people or families out there have to deal with that? You know, so we need to really count our blessings. I'm grateful that my family is a loving, giving family. I could have had a different type of family. I could have been born into a ratchet family. So the good things that have happened to me, I am thankful to God for. And I stop myself and say, God, I'm sorry for complaining. I can walk to my car. You know, I can
you
drive
have a car to walk
car.
Too.
Yes, you have a car to walk too. Yes, exactly. So we have to really, we've done, I think, one of our second sessions was grateful. How to be grateful and full of gratitude. And it always comes back to that. You know,
that
but when I hear people saying that they suffer from depression, generally, if I listen to them talk, they're not grateful.
No, they're not.
They have not
and
taken the time to thank God for what they do have.
Yeah, Yeah. And they're not forgiving. You know, one of the other key points, I mean, this is so key. Love is number one and the ultimate key. But along with love, and you'll hear me say this all the time, is also forgiveness. You know, and I talk about those two in depth in my book. But forgiveness, we not only have to forgive our brothers or our sisters, we have to learn how to forgive ourselves first.
Yes.
You know, when you said, like, you talk to people and you hear that they're not grateful, well, guess what? They are still, there's something within them where they are unforgiving themselves. There's something that went on in their life, and they haven't yet forgiven themselves. So how, if you can't forgive yourself, people, you cannot forgive anybody else. Not completely. You can't. And see, under the dome for me, like the universe, you know, we live under the universe, right? And when you think about the universe, you know, just close your eyes and you see, you know, I think about it at night and you look up at the night sky. Like last week, you know, I happened to see some of the asteroids that were floating, you know, falling from the sky. That was beautiful, by the way. That was so awesome. But when you look up at the sky and you see the stars and you see the moon and you just see stars and stars, it's infinity. You can't, your eyes can't even look, you know, deeply enough into how vast the universe is. But the universe is what? Is energy.
Yes.
We are under our own force field, and it's energy.
Yes.
And whatever, and so therefore, you are made up of energy. And whatever energy you focus on is the energy that you're putting back out into the greater energy, which is the universe, right? And then whatever you put out there, it's going to come right back at you. So it's like a boomerang effect. So if you're unloving, or if you're unforgiving, or if you are hateful and spiteful, and you're just all of these just negative things that are just floating around in your mind, all of that is not just in your mind. You are emitting a powerful energy flow from your own body back out into the universe, and it gives you exactly what you give it.
Yeah.
It just does. So whatever you put out, you will get it back. You put it out, you get it back.
And like you said, and a lot of times, as we're talking about depression and what people go through, the other part of it is that I think we talk, and you know, there are certain points in life that you know to be true, but it's not until someone articulates it or you read it in the book that you really get it. And I think it was we read Thoughts of Things, and I think it's the author's name. Is it Mumford?
Prentice Milford.
Well, he wrote that we tend to stay in the past too much. That's what causes depression and anxiety for me. And a lot of people who I find that if I talk to them for 5 minutes, 98% of their conversation is about what happened to me in the past.
Yes. Oh,
and
my gosh.
And they cannot move beyond that.
And so you
hear them constantly talking about the past. And when you constantly talk about the past, or you've had bad relationships from the past, let that go and move into the present or the now. And we talked about the power of now. And that is the thinking. And you don't realize, people don't realize that they're thinking that way. They think that, oh, yeah, I got to get it out because, you know, they've heard about Sigmund Freud and psychoanalysis and all that. Yes, sometimes there are blocks that you need to get uncovered. But a lot of times people get what happened to them. They know it. And they can tell you the finest of details, but they haven't moved forward from that. And if you don't move forward, you keep inviting, like you said, that energy from the past.
Yeah,
so it keeps showing up day after day.
Yes.
And it keeps layering on. And so like we talked about in relationships, that guy that you knew was a rat and no good keeps coming back in different clothes, with a different color skin, but he keeps coming back. Why? Because you keep reliving the fact that, you know, all men are dogs, or all women don't, you know, they just want your money. And so whatever life or mentality you continue to live keeps showing up day after day after day. And then that compounds the depression.
Yeah.
And the same with money, I think. I think money, and I'm a big, this is an area for me where, you may have been able to make money before, but now, say you haven't made the kind of money that you'd like to make within the past 3 or 4 years. And what happens? You start reverting back to how much longer is it going to be that I have lack, energy of lack? How much do I have to keep looking at my account and seeing hardly anything? How come I can't take a trip and live in the lifestyle I want? Lack. All you think about is lack. And so as a result, and I think The Secret does a wonderful job, the video, of really showing this, and that lack continues to show up. Remember, he would go to the mailbox and be more bills and more bills and more bills. Why? Because his thoughts are, like you said, Lisa, and there's energy, and that energy is all negative. And so it keeps coming again and again.
Right.
And I guess
because
the question becomes, how do we move past and reach beyond? How is it that we then move past where we are so that we don't continue to find ourselves in a depressed, lethargic, lack state, and we can then open and manifest the abundance both in our health, our mindset, joy, peace? How do we access all of that? That's the question.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad you asked. Because, you know, this has been an area that I have been studying and literally walking in for like over 5 years now. And the things that I have discovered for myself, and I've actually been able to help and coach other people as well, is this. Now, first of all, you know how you have to be careful what you pray for because you just might get it?
Yeah.
Well, the answer to that question is not the road to that is not an easy road, okay? And that's why you don't see a lot of people traveling it. People will start off on that road just like they start off with exercising, but then they fall off after a minute, you know, because it gets too hard or it gets this or other things are distracted by. But if you truly want to get to another level, you are going to have to do the work, the necessary work, in order to make that happen. And what that means is that sometimes the people that you are in your circle, the things that you used to do, you're going to have to stop doing some of those things. You can't keep doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results. You just can't. So some of the things that you are used to doing have to stop. Now, you have to decide what those things are. But the key is that you have to really get to yourself, by yourself, with yourself, to know yourself. Leave whatever is not complimenting you, is not giving you the results that you're looking for. It comes a time when you got to leave stuff alone. You got to walk away. I don't care if it's a relationship, if it's a job, whatever it is, you've got to start thinking about what makes you happy. What is going to make you happy? If you are sitting in a chair right now listening to this and you're in a relationship or you're doing something, whatever it is, and you're not happy, why? Think about that. Why aren't you happy? Because you are so familiar with your situation and it takes too much time and energy and work to put into yourself to do something different. It takes time. And when I say it takes time, it takes time. You've got to learn how to be still. You've got to go within, not out, because what you're looking for is not out there somewhere. It's not up in the sky somewhere. What you're looking for is right inside of you, right where you're sitting. You have everything that you need to do and be anything that you want or anybody that you want to be. You got it. It's right there. So start studying. Pick up some books and read or meditate. Learn how to meditate. Oprah and Deepak are doing a 21-day meditation. You know, learn how to hear and to listen. But we don't do that. And let me tell you something. Even though I've learned how to do all of those things, I'm going to tell you, life still happens to me. You know, sometimes I have to step back off, you know, plug myself back in so I can get fed and built back up again, and then I'm ready to go. But see, I know now when I need to do that. I don't just keep wallowing and going forward when I know and see it's like, okay, wait a minute, something ain't right. You got to pull back. So if you don't sit still, if you don't take that, if you don't take that time, you are always going to be where you are, unhappy, stuck, feeling unworthy, unloved, and all of those other things. You don't have to be
there.
Listen to me. Listen. I want everybody to hear me when I say this. You do not have to be in any situation that makes you unhappy. You just don't.
Wow.
And sometimes if you have to close that door and just wrap your arms around yourself in a ball and cry and cry and just let they have a good old-fashioned cry, it's okay. Get it out. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for not believing in yourself. Forgive yourself for thinking that you are unworthy or less than. Forgive yourself for just being where you are right now today. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for being in this relationship where you are being a physically or mentally or verbally abused. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for sitting on a job day in and day out that's only giving you enough money just to be able to barely make it to work, let alone feed your family. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself.
Yes, Lisa, yes.
And
yes,
every day you stand in that mirror, besides saying that I love you, tell yourself, every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day in every way, I am getting better. Affirm those things. Learn some affirmations. Read. You have to feed yourself. If you don't water yourself, and we've talked about this before, how a plant, what do you do when you're planting a seed and you're expecting something to grow from it? What do? In order for it to grow, you got to water it, right? So if you're not watering yourself, if you're not giving yourself healthy water, just feeding yourself, then nothing is going to really grow from that. You're going to get weeds. Feed yourself with knowledge. Feed yourself with affirmations. Be around people who are already where you would like to be, people who are already successful in doing whatever it is that you may want to do, positive people. If you're not hanging around positive people, guess what? You're going to always do, be, and have what you have. Feed yourself with positive affirmations every single day.
Right. And I'm thinking about, you know, what comes to mind is the Michael Jackson song. I'm looking at the man in the
mirror.
I'm asking him, is it change his ways?
I'm asking him to change his ways.
Could be any clearer. And that's the key, is that it starts and ends with us in terms of once we make our change, then we can tell our brother and lock hands with him. And when we were talking about how to love yourself, one of the things that came to mind for us was in loving yourself that you have to learn. God said for us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. And the second is this, to love your brother as you love yourself. And the reason why he gave that second commandment is he knew we need our brother.
Yes.
That's what we need to know and understand.
Yeah.
And it's not until we lock hand in hand and know that survival is not only dependent on God and our connection and relationship to him, but also to our brother, that is the thing that is going to pull us through, that is going to help us all move forward.
Well, you know what? That's profound, Teresa, because I'm glad you brought that up. And this is something that you and I have done with one another, and that is we are accountability partners. And, you know, what that means is we hold each other accountable for the things that we say we want to do, or, you know, we are on the same, we have the same vision. You know, we want to go, you know, just continue to grow spiritually and
yeah.
You know, we have like a, so it's like, you know, we hold each other accountable. You know, I'm working on my second book. Every now and then
yeah.
you say, where are you with that book? What is your date for this
yeah.
book? You know, so
yeah.
you keep, like,
yeah.
you keep each other lifted up and built up.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I would recommend that, you know, there's somebody, if you start to think about someone, you know, something that you need, somebody that you want help, just start saying, you know, I really want help. I need help.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
send me
yeah.
the person or the people that I need in order to help me to grow in this or to help me to get
yeah.
here. And I guarantee you they will start to come. When you start to put it out there, the universe will rise up to meet you. It just does.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, it does. That is awesome.
And the accountability
awesome.
part is so important. So that was a very, very good point. That we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah. And I think that we underestimate. I was watching, I don't know, Where Are They Now with Oprah, and she had Todd Bridges,
okay.
the guy who was on a different stroke.
Yes,
I think.
Yes.
And he mentioned that the fighter, but it'll come back to me, but he said that he was somewhere, and the little tiny fighter, little small guy from Maryland, I can't think of the fighter's name now, but he said that he had gone, Todd Bridges had gone through physical, where someone has, a male had physically, sexually molested him. And the fighter said that when he heard his story, he realized that he had too gone through that. And that it was Todd Bridges' story, and Todd went through a lot. I mean, he was on, you know, on the street, did crime after a different stroke, and just went down a total wrong path. But because he had the courage to fight through what he had to fight through, and he did, he made it, and he's still standing. He was able to write a book and share that information and help someone else out of their darkest
yeah.
hour. And that
yeah.
is what we're here for. We're here to
yeah.
uplift and help our brother. And a lot of time, and you and I talk about this all the time, Lisa, is when we are counseling people, they assume that they're the only people going through or
yeah.
that their situation is so
yeah.
unique that no one has ever gone
that's,
through it.
That's
and
right.
it just
that's
isn't
right.
so. It's just that people never talk or share. But that's the power of when we do share, is we can make a huge change or difference in someone's life.
Yes, and you know, just thinking about what you just said about Where Are They Now, they on the news today, sadly to say that one of the young guys who used to do a lot of Disney
mm-hmm.
shows and things like that
mm-hmm.
committed suicide,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's the second suicide really in like the last couple of weeks. Teresa,
yeah.
that, you know, we've heard, and that is just so sad. And I mean, and there are so
yeah.
many people out there. And here you've got, these are celebrities.
yeah.
You know, and so
people
many celebrities
have
taken
just,
their life.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not
yeah,
always
so,
about money, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you think that
yeah.
you money will fix everything, you know, and it's a be-all, tell-all. Yeah, it helps, but it's not,
yeah.
you know, people have money and they're taking their lives. You know, so
yeah.
Teresa, but another thing, too, to that is another key that will help people, too, is we have to sometimes take our minds off of ourselves and reach out and
yes.
help other people.
Yes.
You know, when you're
yes.
doing service
yes.
to other people, when you are really in service and you're giving, it helps you, first of all, when you give, you will receive, okay? Again,
yes.
you put it
yes.
out, it comes back. You give,
yes.
you get,
yeah.
you give, you get. So, but when you are taking your mind off and you're looking at someone else in need and then you start reaching out and extending yourself that way, I guarantee you that will also make you feel a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Because now
and
you're
you
not
know,
thinking
it's so
about
funny.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so funny. It's just like when you go to a soup kitchen or you help, you always, every single time, you just
yeah.
get, you're there and you're like, oh, wow, I feel so good. Something
yeah.
synergy. Some sort of synergy
yeah.
occurs when you
yeah.
give of yourself and you help others. And it may
yeah.
seem insignificant in terms of the time from your vantage point, but
right.
it just does something not only for the person but for you, really. Something
yeah.
happens, a chemical changes in your body that makes
yeah.
you like, wow, I didn't. It becomes fun, it becomes joyous. And I think that you hit the nail on the head with that, is that we've got to, and I know as I move forward with my businesses, we tend to be about, you know, making the money for ourselves and our families, but we mm-hmm. also have to remember to outstretch our hands and arms
yeah.
to give to those charities that may,
yeah.
you know, I know I give to a Jewish organization, International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. So whatever charity or whatever group that God leads you to give to, or it could be, you know, we've got to learn to reach back and give more and do more.
Yeah.
And America initially used to be one of the greatest, I mean, it still is a very good giving country, but, you know, I know because of some financial times for some, we slowed down on the mm-hmm. giving. But it makes a huge
yeah.
difference when we really do try to reach back and give. Even if we
oh
can't
my
give
goodness.
Money, time, whatever
yeah.
we can give. You know, we
yeah.
really
and
if
for me, and you know, and that's true because it doesn't always have to be money. I know one of the things that one of my passions, and you know this about me,
mm-hmm.
is I love to cook. So,
yeah.
you know, I will, like, if, you know, special occasions will come up, like Mother's Day or this, and I don't, you know, going out is nice, but cooking, that getting that home-cooked meal, you know, and you putting your time into it, I put a lot of love into my cooking. So
yeah.
I just feel like this is something, a way for me to give back, you know, because
yeah.
I enjoy doing it. And it's just something that I love, and people enjoy it as well because, you know, they come by, they eat. I love that. You know, I love
yeah.
seeing people enjoy, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's just whatever. It might be that you are a good artist or a good painter.
Yeah.
Paint something for someone and donate that painting. There's
yeah.
so many different ways of doing things. You just
yeah.
have to figure out what it is. Stop, like, you know, try to get your mind off of your problems, because guess what? The more you delve and you stay down in that pit, the harder it is to come up out of it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what is it called? Mud?
Quicksand.
When you slide in quicksand. Yeah, it's like quicksand.
Woo!
Right. Like quicksand.
Girl, and then you're looking
sliding
for,
under another with
yeah.
your hands up trying to reach for help.
Yes, trying to reach
yes.
for help. And it's like, okay, can
yes.
somebody throw me a rope or something?
Yes. yes.
You know, look, been there, done that.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
and quicksand don't feel that good, I'm telling you.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I just really want to encourage everyone, you know, because again, it just, you know, when I stop and I think about the people that, you know, I come in contact with, they email me or, you know, send me messages via Facebook or whatever it is, it's just, you know, my heart really, really goes out to them. And I just want them to know, you know, I always start with love, you know, that
yeah.
love just conquers everything. Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it just
yeah.
does. And you know what? Okay, here we go. The young lady, we did a show several months ago. Was it this year? Maybe it was at the top of the year. I don't know. But we do a segment called Celebrating Life. And we had this young lady on who is now one of my mentees. And she, a few years back, was going through something so severe that she tried to take her life. And, you know, she was, you know, in the hospital, of course, under therapy and all, you know, under watch and all this other kind of stuff. But, you know, once we got together, and I know that it was nothing but God bringing us together, you know, the universe just knitted our hearts. It was like, it was meant for me to be in this young lady's life. And after, you know, I started talking with her, do you know what really all she needed was love? She was feeling so unworthy. She was just feeling just like there was no hope. And this was like, oh, she's like 19 now, I think, 16. I think she was like 16 when this happened. 16,
wow.
Now you're only on the planet for 16 years. You're only in this planet
yeah.
for 16 years. And you already just want to take your life.
Wow.
You know? So my thing is when I started really coaching her, and I instantly saw what she needed. She just
yeah.
needed love. She needed
wow.
to feel loved. She needed to know that someone out there really cared
wow.
about her. You know,
yeah.
somebody was there to just listen. you know, and to really love her. And now the young lady is just awesome. You know, she's just out here doing the thing. She's no longer on medication. She just bought a car.
Wow.
She's living on her own. She just got her own place. And she's just, I mean, she's now working with a young lady who has autism. So, you know, she, one of her bosses, they had a friend who had a daughter who had autism, and, you know, talking to this young lady, she said, well, I think she would be a good match for her to help, you know, work. And she's working with this. Now, here she is now mentoring and helping and working with someone.
Yeah.
So you see how that thing works?
It's like you're locking arms and you're going around. Remember the kumbaya thing and
you're
all in the circle? That's what it feels
like. We just
like
need
when
to
you
know
start
that
the connection.
Yeah, we just need to know that we're loved and that we are worthy to be loved.
Yeah.
We are worthy.
That's
you are
awesome.
Worthy.
Yeah.
You are
and
so
I love,
worthy.
And I love the saying it to yourself in the mirror each day. I love that,
yes.
Lisa.
Yes.
Because sometimes
we forget.
Yeah. But just being able to say, I love you, Teresa. Good morning.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Yes.
You're going to have an awesome day today. No matter what circumstances you find yourself in, you know, it's our, you know, you're on your way to getting and having all that you want and desire.
Yeah, because, you know, at first when I first started doing that, I'm not going to lie, it was a little weird. Like, it felt a little funny. I'm like, okay. But as I continue to do it, it just started resonating down and so deep down inside of me, and I realized that, wait a minute, I don't think I've ever said that to myself. I don't even think that I ever really thought about saying that to myself.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
And you look so, and I saw you yesterday, and you look so beautiful. So it's worth more.
So
whatever you're doing, remember, I was like, wow, you look beautiful. So because you're sending it out for yourself, it's coming back automatically. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
So it does work, ladies and gentlemen. It really, really does. Self-love.
And like you said,
Teresa, we don't even realize sometimes that we're not being loving towards ourselves. We just don't.
Yeah.
Not until you really sit down and you think about it. You know, we have to stop looking outside, people. Stop looking outside.
Yeah.
And then stop being so anxious. We have to stop being so anxious about the next day or the next day or the next week or the week after that.
Yeah.
And remember how we talked about how that brings on anxiety?
Yeah.
You know, when you look too far in the future, you get anxious.
Yeah.
And then when you look too far back in the past, you get depressed. Yeah. There's some things in my past that I just don't even want to revisit.
Depression and anxiety.
That's
a good point. Yeah.
I don't even want to go back and look at some of that stuff. Stay back there. It's gone.
Yes.
And
you're
then
right,
the people
you're right.
that you're thinking about in your past that may have hurt you or done this or done that to you, guess what? They're not thinking about you.
No.
They have moved
and
on with their life.
Yeah.
And here you are replaying this movie. You done made a whole movie out of it. And then not just a movie. You done did a series. Okay, you got like Superman 1, 2, and 3 and all that.
Yes,
you done just made a whole series of movies, and you're the only one in it.
Yes, because everybody's gone, characters are left.
No, is that like insane? That's just insane, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And I'm guilty of it. You know, I did it before. I've been there, done that. And after a while, hold up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what? This is just some cray cray stuff right here.
And you know, and my favorite thing, lesson from God. This was a direct lesson from God. I'll never forget this. I was at work. It was my last corporate job that I had, and I was unhappy on it. And people were mean to me and everything, and it was real. And I remember telling God, "Oh God, I'm so frustrated with this job, and I don't know what I'm gonna do. I just don't like it here." And he said to me, "I want you to think back about a time when you were so frustrated and you really didn't know what to do or how you were going to be able to come through." And I remember thinking and thinking and thinking. And you know what? I had forgotten about all that stuff. So he said to me, and this too shall pass.
Shall pass.
And so every time to a situation, because I call it happenstance and circumstances that change our mood, I always say to myself, okay, now this is, sometimes it's not even the first time, but this situation right here, if it's negative, it's unpleasant, this too shall pass.
That's how
we need to really, you know, pay attention and not give ourselves, not change our mood, and not allow the circumstances to have us. We need to have the circumstances. You know, we really need to work on, like you said, the love of ourselves and knowing, even though it may be negative now, if there are things we need to do to change it, we will change it with God's help. We, both of us, will make it happen, but we really don't need to just stay there.
There you go. I love that.
And park a car there.
Yes, yes. Well, we're down to that part of the show, so I will leave you with this. Anita Morjani, the author of Dying to Be Me, most eloquently stated, "We're living in an age of high stress and fear, and in the midst of us trying to protect ourselves from everything we think that's out there, we've forgotten to enjoy ourselves and to take care of what's inside. When we continually look outside of ourselves, we dishonor our true nature, which is whole, powerful, perfect, strong, loving, harmonious, and happy. When you take the time to get to know the true essence of who you are, the I am, then you will begin to see that you have all you need in order to be in a constant state of peace. It's difficult to keep your peace when there are so many outside distractions. The outside world cannot help you with your inner being. It wants to keep you in fear and want. It wants to keep you in the state of believing in lack and fear. But the ultimate spirit that I call God said, fear not. God also stated that we were not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. It all starts in the mind. We must stop allowing our minds to take free rein. We must take our power back and tell it what to think, not the other way around. We are the ones that have been given power and dominion over everything of the earth. We are the ones that have been given the authority to direct our path without fearing failure. Failure is just a state of mind. There is no such thing. Everything we do should be viewed as an experiment. If that experiment doesn't work the first time, try again and again and again until you get the fruit that you are expecting. It's all a learning curve. Mentally, we have to get this. And finally, seek affirmations that you can say daily, sometimes more than once. Affirming truth will set you free. There are several on my website, yourdestinyawaits.net, to help you get started. But in the meantime, I will leave you with these two. God is my invariable source of supply, meeting instantly all of my needs, and his riches flow to me ceaselessly, tirelessly, and endlessly. The peace of God that passeth all understanding is now flooding my mind, my body, and my whole being. So that concludes our show for this evening. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us, and a shout out to my family who are always loving and supporting me, and also to my friends and colleagues for tuning in throughout all of the social networking sites that I belong to. So thank you as well. Once again, a big thank you to Teresa Hamilton for coming on and sharing your wisdom, Teresa. I so appreciate you so much. For knowledge is power. And when we know better, guess what?
We do better.
Yes. Also, don't forget to stop by my website, yourdestinyawaits.net, to get some extra motivation and inspiration. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/adatewithdestiny101. And follow us on Twitter at Lyse, LYSE 101. We will be back on Monday, August the 26th at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So until then, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is take the necessary time to do a true self-evaluation. Seek God and learn how to love yourself first, because after all, you owe it to yourself to know yourself. Once again, I'm Lisa M. Saunders, and thank you for tuning into Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny. And please remember, everyone, we are all living under the dome together. You are never alone. Peace and abundant blessings, everyone.
May the angels protect you, trouble neglect you, and heaven accept you when it's time to go home. May you always have plenty, your glass never empty, and know in your belly you're never alone. May your tears come from laughing, you find friends worth having, with every year passing, they mean more than gold. May you ever stay humble, smile more than grumble, and know when you stumble, you're never alone. Never. The cold winds won't blow, so when hard times have found you, and your fears surround you, wrap my love around you, you're never alone, never alone.